24. It's the number that represents abundance, fullness, like 24 hours in the day. Or, as the Medrash describes in Eicha Rabbah about Yerushalayim, when it was Ha'ir Rabbasiam, the city bustling with an abundance of people. So Rabbi Shmuel says that the city had 24 major thoroughfares. Yerushalayim also, of each thoroughfare, had 24 side streets. And each side street had 24 shvakim, 24 markets. And each market had 24 alleyways, and further, 24 is an abundance. And the Rambam tells us in the beginning of the fourth chapter of the Laws of Tshuva that there are 24 things, esrim va'arba'a, devarim ma'akvin esachuva, 24 phenomena that impede our ability to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and return to ourselves. So to counteract this abundance of challenges, we also have 24 gifts. These are referred to by Chazal, they are identified by our sages as the 24 books of the Tanakh. Beginning with Bereishis and concluding with Divrei Hayamim, each of these books, unique in its character, enables us to reconnect to our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to our Torah, to the written Torah, to the letters that link us to our inner souls and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whenever we are concerned that there may be impediments in our way, even as severe as the ones that are identified by the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in these 24 things, we should always be comforted and reminded of the fact that at the same time, there is an abundance of opportunities. There are so many ways, 24 ways, to reconnect to Torah, and through that, reconnect to ourselves and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be a ksiva v'chasima tova, and a gemar chasima tova for all of us for this coming year. Thank you.